Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Australian Defence Force planes are on their way to Afghanistan. They will be evacuating Australian citizens, their families, as well as permanent residents and visa holders. Australia's Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, has called for order in the capital, Kabul, to make sure people get out safely.
Terrible, terrible scenes. There needs to be order restored to the airport so that there can be safe passage of planes in and out, and so that we have the ability to move people, whether they're Australian citizens or American citizens, Canadians, New Zealanders, in and out of that airport. So it's in a state of flux at the moment. Now, we do have some Australians who are left there, who are working in NGOs or are contractors in the country. We'll provide assistance to withdraw them, and that will take some time.
United States President Joe Biden has defended the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. Taliban militants are now in control of the country. They have declared that the 20-year war is over. Mr. Biden says it happened quicker than he expected. However, he says withdrawing the American military was the right choice.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight.
The Delta COVID-19 variant is still spreading in Australia. Victoria has recorded 24 new cases. The lockdown has been extended for 2 weeks. There is also a curfew in Victoria from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. In Queensland, there was one new community case. The infected person was already in quarantine. Meanwhile, there are 452 new cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has asked people to get vaccinated. She would like to see 6 million doses given by the end of August.
That life will be much freer than what it is today once we get to 70% and 80%. It doesn't mean we'll be completely free. It doesn't mean that we will let the virus be rampant in the community, no matter our number of cases, but it will be freer than what it is today. Once we get to 6 million jabs, we will be able to consider opportunities for how what we might be able to do in September and October that we can't currently do.
And Australia has been criticised over climate targets. The former United Nations Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, has told Prime Minister Scott Morrison
to make better targets. The world is looking to Australia to take a
Australia
amongst the international community
at least
and
halve emissions
national emission
in the next
on climate.
10 years.
Without decisive action to reduce emissions, escalating climate change will increase the frequency and intensity of disasters. Australia is well placed to be a global renewable energy leader.
You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic.